This trial was based on the results of the preceding neoadjuvant trial, B18, where we compared four cycles of preoperative AC to postoperative AC given adjuvantly. And in that trial, there was no difference between neoadjuvant and adjuvant treatment. But in the neoadjuvant group, the patients who had a pathologic complete response had a much better outcome long-term than did patients who had a less of a response. And that was defined as no invasive cancer in the breast. It was strictly looking at the breast and not at the nodes, as some people do. So about the time that we finished that trial, and in 1994, 1995, the taxanes were presenting themselves as drugs that would be effective for anthracycline-resistant breast cancers. And so we set out to examine whether adding a taxane to an anthracycline-based regimen, giving the taxane either preoperatively or postoperatively, would increase survival and disease-free survival, and also to look at the intermediate endpoint of pathologic response in what we call group 2, which is the group that got the docetaxel preoperatively, in contrast to group 3, which got it postoperatively. The addition of docetaxel preoperatively doubled the pathologic complete response rate, although it's from a low number to another low number, from 13% to 26%. What we presented today was the overall survival data and disease-free survival data. The overall survival did not show any significant difference among the groups or between each of the docetaxel groups and AC alone. When we looked at disease-free survival, there was a trend towards improved disease-free survival with the addition of docetaxel, particularly given preoperatively. And when we looked at a measure of what we called relapse-free survival, which was similar to the definition of disease-free survival in the CALGB-9344 trial, we did see a significant improvement in relapse-free survival with the addition of preoperative docetaxel compared to AC alone. The difference between the relapse-free survival results and the disease-free survival results really was caused by probably a chance event, which was an increase in the number of second malignancies at other sites and in the contralateral breast in some of the docetaxel patients. So since that's included in disease-free survival, it sort of wipes out the beneficial effect. Most of that relapse-free survival benefit was caused by a reduction in local recurrences. We have not yet seen any difference at all in distant disease-free survival, which, of course, in terms of patient survival, is probably the most important outcome.
So what's your interpretation of this?
Well, I think it's a number of factors, some of which are biological, and that is the so-called skipper hypothesis, which we thought we had disproven in the B18 trial. And that was the hypothesis that metastatic clones of tumor cells behave differently from the primary tumor may be true in some patients. So that a patient who has a good response in the breast may not necessarily be having a good response in the metastatic disease sites. I think probably the most important reason is that when we doubled the number of pathologic complete responders from 100 to 200, you can project, if you extrapolate from the B18 curves, that you will probably get an additional 15 surviving patients at 5 or 10 years in a denominator of 750 in the whole group. So I think it's partly a statistical issue as well. And I think one of the other major factors is that this group of patients, as compared to the 9344 or B28 trial, is probably diluted by some better risk patients. Remember, those were all patients with known positive nodes. And these are all patients whose nodal status is unknown and certainly included a number of ER positive, node negative patients whose benefit from any chemotherapy is probably fairly small. If you look at the actual magnitude of the effect in terms of hazard ratios, it's really quite similar to 9344 with the addition of Taxol or B28 with the addition of Taxol. So I think it's largely a sample size issue as well as some potential biostatistical parameters that neutralized any effect on survival.
So if you combine the two docetaxel arms and compare it to AC, do you see a difference in tumor control long-term? I don't know whether you use the word disease-free or relapse-free.
When we compared disease-free survival of the two docetaxel groups to the control group using relapse-free survival endpoint, the hazard ratio was, I believe, 0.86, and it was not quite statistically significant. It would reach a p-value of 0.06.
So did you have enough relapses to be able to detect whether or not there'd be a difference?
Well, I think that's part of the problem. The number of relapses was not as high as we would have thought a priori based on the patients we expected to get. which is quite interesting. This group of patients as a whole did better than the patients in B18. And interestingly, the average tumor size in the B18 trial was 3.5 centimeters. The average tumor size in this trial was 4.5 centimeters. So I think it reflects a lot of what's gone on in breast cancer treatment. Patients relapse less frequently than they used to, and even when they relapse, they live longer than they used to. So it's a different playing field, so to speak.